It's After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And our special guest,
David.
David.
I was going to do the thing I did last time. Visa Vega.
And today we're talking about Creed. David, why don't you tell us what Creed is?
Creed is my opinion of it.
No. Give us a quick rundown of what the movie is.
Apollo Creed's son recruits Rocky Balboa, an old Rocky Balboa, to be his trainer, a la Mickey, and goes in the ring.
In the ring, yeah. So we got Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Johnson Creed. Stallone back as Rocky. Felicia Rashad as Creed's widow.
And Adonis's mom.
Or stepmom, kind of. Surrogate mother. No, that's not really right. Anyway. And then some other people. I didn't really recognize anybody else in the movie.
The love interest was from Dear White People. Selma.
Yes. And then the British boxer's trainer seemed real familiar, but I can't place him.
And then the trainer from the first guy that Michael B. Jordan boxed?
Yeah,
trainer?
Yeah, what's his name?
The sleazy gangster from Dark Knight.
Well, he's in The Wire, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's in, like, Remember the Titans and stuff? Like, yeah.
I don't remember him from... Not that kid.
Anyway. So, David, what did you think of the movie?
Overall?
Yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's definitely a Rocky movie. A lot more Rocky Balboa than I was expecting. I thought he was going to be more of, like, a side character, and... initially, he's not in it at all, but once he shows up, he's in the whole rest of the movie and everything. I think that they very successfully figured out a way to basically reboot Rocky without having to actually just, like, redo the first movie.
Right.
Because basically, this movie is, spoiler, the first movie.
Yeah.
In many, many, many ways, it's the first movie all over again. But instead of just, you know, having somebody else playing Rocky, they actually were able to successfully, like, weave a little bit of a narrative here that it's, you know, a legacy kind of thing instead.
A lot of passing the torch going on.
Well, but very successfully setting it up where I could definitely see more Creed movies, you know, based on the characters that are in there. However, because of that, it did seem a little predictable. Like, I predicted what was going to happen in the final fight before he even got there. I was oh, it's going to be like this, you know?
Yeah. How about you, Justine?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
I liked it. I had some issues with it, but in general, I really liked it a lot.
Okay. I really liked it. I liked it a whole lot. I'm a huge fan of the Rocky movies. I know them insanely well. I've seen them a million times, all of them. And this has all the best stuff from the Rocky movies. It does all the right things. There was one moment in the movie that did not play the right way for me. It's not a huge deal, but there was one beat that I didn't really like or that didn't really work for me. But everything else, I really dug this movie a lot. I think it's a very successful Rocky movie.
The one thing that I really did not like, and it didn't bother me too much, but I did think it once or twice while I was watching it, is the guy from England, the big bad guy that he fights at the end and everything, was very cartoony almost in how, like, he's the bad guy, so he must just be bad. And they tried to give him a little redemption at the end kind of thing, where he says something nice finally. But up until then, he's not just a jerk, he's like a jerk, you know, and... that didn't ring fully true to me.
Pretty sure he was wearing eyeliner at one point, too, which was weird.
And he wore a kilt throughout the entire...
He did wear a kilt.
Final fight.
Boxing short kilt thing. Yeah. What were some issues you had, Justine?
Well, I'll say the stuff that I liked first. Like, I really liked the energy of the fighting in particular. The fight choreography was really beautiful. It was... edited really nicely.
Uh-huh.
I really cared about what happened to Michael B. Jordan, and it was emotional at times. It was funny. He got cut from this movie.
He did.
He looks good. I mean, he always looks very handsome to me, but he was looking super good. What I had trouble with, I felt like it was kind of awkward and expected a lot out of the audience from the very beginning. stuff that the movie hadn't yet earned. Like, the beginning of the movie just felt really clumsy to me.
Okay.
And, like, I wish I knew more about what was going on with the characters. And it, the movie just seems to feel like, oh, well, we don't need to flake. I think the black guy from that first gym was Creed's son.
No. He was Duke's son. Duke was Creed's former trainer.
See, like, yeah, stuff like that, it seemed like it just wanted me to know, and I was like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
they didn't spell it out until there was, like, there's that weird, like, profile of him on, like, one of those HBO specials or whatever, and they mention it real quick there. That's where I picked up on that.
What did you guys think of the, as they introduced different boxers, it putting up their stats on the screen
and
everything?
Oh, that was cool. That was a nice little gimmick.
I kind of didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
And also, I had questions. I guess they're probably more spoilery. I don't
know. Well, we can talk about that later. How much time do we have left?
3 minutes and
so
52 seconds.
So, one thing I do want to talk about is the bravura one-take fight. Did you guys know the first fight he has with Balboa is all in one take?
It appears to be.
There could be some.
Whose fight with Balboa?
Like the first fight that Michael B. Jordan has when Balboa is in the corner. Because he's got that fight in Mexico. But like the fight he's got, the first fight when Balboa is his trainer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say how many rounds it is, but it's all one take. It's all one long shot. Or at least appears to be. Who knows? There could be some like editing trickery going on there, but it all looks like one take. And
you're talking about where the camera was doing the rotating thing around between the two of them and stuff?
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was very impressive. And very different for a Rocky movie.
Well, they always try to play around with how to do that, and certainly that one was different than the final fight as well.
Yeah.
And I always love the... And I, in particular, noticed this. This may be the first Rocky movie I've seen in a theater. I think that's possible.
It's possible for me, too, actually.
And the sound design with the boxing where a punch lands, and if it's supposed to be a strong punch, the bass is even bigger and deeper, and, you know, you have higher notes for the faster punches, that kind of thing. Without it being musical, it just, it really helped sell the power of a punch and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I appreciated the sound design.
Cool. So, I don't think we have a whole lot of time left. Oh, good. Well, sounds like we all really liked it. Justine, do you want to get into a little bit more of your
question.
Well, what's your question?
Okay, so Connolly, the main guy that he fights at the end, is like the reigning heavyweight champ. Michael B. Jordan is not a fucking heavyweight.
I don't think they said heavyweight.
No, they said it multiple times.
Oh, okay.
So I was confused as to why little skinny Michael B. Jordan was fighting this heavyweight world champ. Which seemed a little weird to me.
I didn't notice. I don't remember hearing them say heavyweight.
Yeah.
No.
Anyways, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the one little beat that didn't quite work for me is towards the end of his like final push to train for that big fight, he does this like run to go see Rocky and gets these guys on the motorcycles to come with them. Which is fine, but like the music swells to this like triumphant moment, which is like in a regular Rocky movie, you would be like when he gets to the top of the steps or like beats Apollo Creed on the slow-mo run on the beach or whatever. It's supposed to be like the final triumphant moment of training. And it's like, well, he didn't really do anything but run there, you know? Like, I don't know, there was something missing there, especially. I mean, they could have had the same moment without the swell of the music, and I don't think it would have bothered me, but the music swells, and I'm like, he didn't do anything. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think it was more about, because there's the, I don't know, can we spoil things in this? And there's like a reveal at the end of that of not just him going somewhere, but where does he go? He goes to see Rocky.
Right.
And Rocky is, you know, there and smiling, and like, it's them. It's not just Michael B. Jordan, but it's all those guys on the motorcycles, basically. Because he says something to him when he's about to leave.
We're going
to
go see Rocky.
We're going to go see Rocky. And then they run. And I think that could have done, if they had shown a little bit more of the run with the motorcycles, as if that was a much longer distance. It kind of felt like it was just down the street.
Yeah.
But I think it was supposed to be a much longer run leading to him getting to Rocky.
Well, it wasn't communicated very well.
15 seconds left.
But anyway, I think we all really liked it. Would recommend it.
Yeah, recommend it.
Absolutely. It's been After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
Vincent Vega.
Just hit end on there, whatever that is.